It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blown Call Show here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Proudly sponsored by the Edmonton SPN T-shirt store. Visit www.whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN for the latest Front Row Mafia shirt. Comes in 12 different colors and will be available July 15th. I am Mike the Ref here. I'm actually coming from Edmonton SPN World Headquarters here in Edmonton, Alberta. Wanting to cover a fantastic show last night with the Real Canadian Wrestling and Midget Wrestling Warriors co-promoting a show here of their Apocalypse show from the Kingsway Legion in Northeast Edmonton. Unfortunately, the rest of the Front Row Mafia members, a little under the weather. We had to cut her a little short early last night, a few of them. So, hey, you got me in. Trust me, folks, this is one show I definitely want to talk about here. So, people that listen to the network and people that keep track of me know that there are a few things that I really enjoy when it comes to wrestling overall. Certain things in particular. I love wrestling, of course, but when it comes to the Midget Wrestling Warriors, ever since I got my first chance to see them work in a little hotel in Red Deer, I was absolutely floored in what these guys are able to do. And of course, the other one is our love of real women's wrestling in the province and at all levels. And we got a chance to cover both of those tonight, as well as some of the top talents in RCW going head-to-head in a couple matches as well here. I could give you as much background as you'd ever want to hear, but let's get to the matches here, folks, because we had some really good ones on this card here. First of all, we had a return grudge match from RCW Heatwave, as well as something that started at the anniversary show. You had Lightning Leon Grayson taking on the Bosnian Adonis. Now, Leon Grayson, ever since he's hooked up with Thaddeus Archer, has been, let's just say, a little more aggressive than what he has before, a little bit more ruthless. Just having that edge to him, just that bitterness, especially after losing his guaranteed title shot briefcase because of the Bosnian Adonis at the anniversary show. The one thing I found that was the biggest difference between this match and the match at Heatwave that I really liked is, at Heatwave, these guys, while they did dislike each other, they didn't initially have the same heat against each other the way that I thought they would. Like, it was a very technical match for the first part of it, and then it broke down into a brawl. This one here, I would say it took maybe a minute before these guys just went at it. Fists, and I know a few eye rakes came in there. But the biggest difference in this matchup ended up having to be the appropriately featured, midget manager of RCW, Thaddeus Archer III, who actually had midget money available for giving away to the crowd. He must be like DiBiase trying to give away some midget money tonight. So, but he ended up being the X factor in this match. The finish of this match was, Bosnian Adonis was going for a suplex into the ring of Leon Grayson, and Thaddeus held the ankle, pulled him down, and got the 1-2-3. Circa WrestleMania 5 Ultimate Warrior Rick Rude, if you guys are a little bit of a wrestling historian here. I found this was absolutely a great match between these two and a way that a feud like this keeps going. But then after the match was an absolute shocking announcement. The Bosnian Adonis had challenged Leon Grayson to a Loser Leaves Town match on August 20th. Thaddeus Archer will be banned from ringside, and Leon Grayson accepted, so the match is on. And this is going to be an absolute humdinger of a match between two guys that know each other very well, at times were the best of friends, and now are bitter enemies. And one guy is leaving RCW at the end of the match. I cannot believe it. Now, before I get on to the second match, I got to take a little bit of a reversal here back to the beginning of the show. One thing I do and I don't like, but I can respect, is the fact that when we start the show, they always want to play O Canada right off the bat. This is the second show in a row where Prince Hakim has come out to interrupt the Canadian national anthem. Prince Hakim came out talking about how he is top, he is noble, basically giving everybody who hasn't seen them a background as to who he is. And he was accompanied by Dama 666, Sloan, and Ricky Benjamin. Each one of them decided to rip apart a certain part of the crowd. Ricky Benjamin had the easiest of all shots there with just talking about how he's a Trump supporter. You know, that's insta-heated Canada is about as well as you could get. Not so much with wrestling fans, but just with Canadians, because, you know, with wrestling fans, we all know what Trump's capable of, and it ain't a whole lot. So, but as he's trying to, as Prince Hakim has tried to get everybody to bow down to him and show him his respect, yada, 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 Short Sleeve Samson interrupts the little meet and greet here with Electrico, Bambi Hall, and Rob the Giant, and managed to put these four in their place. I really like how they set up these matchups at the beginning of the show, especially when there is no match previews or anything like that. That's how you build up a card and make people interested in what they're about to see. One of the biggest pops during the time was Electrico and Dama 666 going at it in Mexican. A lot of the crowd didn't understand a lot of it, but they knew they were going to be in for a hell of a match when these two went at it. So, kudos to them. So, got the ring cleared, had the first RCW match, and then we got to our first Midget Wrestling Warriors match of the night. Ricky Benjamin against Rob the Giant. Now, folks, I have told you guys more than once about the accolades of Rob the Giant. If you don't know what I'm talking about or some of the things that you want to experience, please check out my previous quick calls on the Midget Wrestling Warriors show. This guy has pulled off maneuvers that I have yet to see. I don't know what the political correct term is here, folks, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Regular sized men pull off. There was one move I saw on Red Deer where he went from a leapfrog directly into a neck breaker. Essentially, the closest I've ever seen to it is a sling blade, but there was no spinning or turning. This was literally over the top. And just the way it's set up, absolutely beautiful. Leapfrog into a neck breaker. But bringing it on to this match, when dealing with somebody that is comparatively smaller the way Ricky Benjamin was, it was a little bit of a contrast of styles there. Benjamin did a good job of working over the leg of Rob the Giant. But eventually, Rob the Giant just took control and ended up getting the 1-2-3. This was a great way to get the crowd familiarized with what midget wrestling is all about. And not that it's a sideshow attraction that these guys could go. And both these guys proved it throughout the match. But from there, we got to one of the matches I know myself personally I was really looking forward to seeing. People that know us at the network, I talked about this earlier, but Bambi Hall is an absolute stalwart in Western Canadian women's wrestling. Fantastic athlete and puts on a hell of a performance every time she goes out there. Last time the Midget Wrestling Warriors were in town, she actually got to step into referee's shoes, which, of course, for Mike the Ref, is always I will always commend her on a great job doing that. But I'm going to talk about tonight's referee later on here. Bambi Hall had a chance to take on a relative newcomer to the scene going by the name of Sloan. Recent Storm Wrestling Academy graduate. I believe this was her fifth match of her career. And folks, I'm going to tell you straight up, it didn't look like it. Sloan had a certain level of fluidity to her, and these two really worked well together. Nice little bit of ebb and flow back and forth. One move that I don't see many women pull off these days that looked really impressive. Sloane managed to slingshot herself over the rope over Bambi and into the ring. Most luchadors are the ones that end up doing that, and she actually pulled it off without any much of a hitch there. So in the end, Bambi Hall gets the rack attack finisher to get the 1-2-3 and the victory. Once again, kudos to Bambi Hall for being one of the strongest wrestlers in Western Canada. And great job with Sloane there in one of her first matches of her career. Like I said, folks, you got to see the webcast. You won't believe it's an early match for her. But speaking of matches that really I was looking forward to, the next match on the card, we go back to the RCW brand, and this match was for the Real Canadian Wrestling Canadian Heavyweight Championship. As well, this was the last match in Edmonton for the Lion Warrior Bobby Sharp, who has decided to move on from RCW to explore other opportunities in other parts of North America. So I was really looking forward to see this last match as well. See Kat Von Hees come out as well. The crowd just popped for seeing Bobby. It was, I'm not going to say it was ECW 2006 Rob Van Dam kind of pop for it, but it was pretty damn close, to be honest with you. Taking on Bryce's Slammer Sova here, who seems to be the most fitting opponent, given that Slammer is the RCW stalwart. Even though he has gotten a rather, I'd say, a little more combative, a little mortally combative. Real change in attitude lately from Slammer. This match here was a very high quality match. A lot more than what you would expect for a going away match, because there's usually a lot of sentiment involved. But one thing I've noticed over the last year since Bobby has moved up into the heavyweight title picture in RCW, there have been three people that have put on constant, nonstop, without a doubt, 4 to 5 star matches every time. And that is Bobby Sharp, Bryce Slammer Sova, and the former champion, Big Jess Youngblood. Tonight, Slammer and Bobby put on a hell of a performance. The biggest turning point of the match itself was when Slammer tried to go into the tights to pull out a... I'm assuming it was Brass Knucks. I didn't get a very good look at him, but it took him a hell of a long time to dig in to get them out of his tights. And yeah, it looked a little awkward at times too. So, but in the end, Bobby managed to grab him and ended up taking the advantage of the match with the Knucks out of the way, hitting the frog splash from the top rope, getting the 1-2-3, and I'll be honest, folks, shockingly retaining his title. Whenever you're leaving a town, you typically drop the belt, but let's face it, he's still got two more matches left, and I would be shocked right now with the role that he is on that he would actually be dropping that title at any time there. So he might retire or even leave RCW with the heavyweight championship title. Following the match, you had Bobby and Kat give a very emotional farewell. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, folks. After our next broadcast next week, it might be a little tough call of that match because it's going to be the last time I'm going to see Bobby Sharp and Kat Von Hees at an RCW ring personally. They are two very high-quality people, let alone high-caliber athletes. You've heard me sing the praises of both of them so many times here, but they did a fantastic job tonight and sent themselves off in a very special way. So kudos to both of them. Then they had the intermission, which seemed to be a perfect time there. Following that, we had a exhibition of Mexican wrestling to the umpteenth extreme. We had Dama 666 taking on Electrico. Now, folks, the easiest way I could sum up the caliber of this match, it went so quickly that I'm going to have to go back on our live stream and redo the audio for it, redo the commentary, for the simple fact that I could not keep up with all the action. Oh my goodness, these guys were flying around the ring, pulling off moves that I didn't honestly think midget wrestlers were capable of. I'm not up on my CMLL, but I've heard so many good things about the miniature wrestlers that come out of there. Of course, we've seen one in WWE as El Torito got bastardized down based on what WWE does, but I will digress and leave that for another day here. But these two guys, oh my goodness. I'm honestly going to say my two biggest highlights are two over-the-top rope ponchas by Electrico onto Damus. Both times, Electrico ended up in the second row of the crowd. Fantastic job here. And one thing a lot of people don't know, and I'm just giving you a little bit of background here. If you noticed at one point, Electrico was favoring his knee a little bit. Yeah, he rolled his ankle pretty good. About, I'd say about two-thirds through the match. You couldn't tell. That is the mark of a phenomenal athlete that he could just keep going, just didn't even flinch over it. I know it was hurting after the match, but wow. Basically a springboard senton finished off Dama 666 with Electrico getting the victory. I'm going to say this right now, folks. This match, even if you got to put it on mute after I've done my commentary on it, let's just face it, I know I'm not perfect and I know I'm still training, so. But folks, when I get this show up on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page, you gotta watch it. It is an absolute treat to watch. Absolutely fantastic on both ends with both these guys. Damus know how to play the heel, and Electrico knew how to play the face, and faces fly, and that's what happened there. So, but then from there we go to the main event of the evening, and this was for the Midget Wrestling Warriors World Championship. Now, the last time these guys were in town, Short Sleeve Samson regained his title in a victory over Prince Akeem to a raucous crowd at the Ranch Roadhouse in Edmonton. Seems Prince Akeem has wanted to get his rematch in Edmonton so he could get the title back exactly where he lost it. So, match going on. It was a fantastic match with both these guys. It wasn't the same style as it was last time they were here. This one here was a little more back and forth rather than having Akeem in control for the most part. Seems Short Sleeve didn't let things get too far out of control for him. In the end, Short Sleeve Samson gets Akeem into a position where he gets down, taken down with the bulldog, and Short Sleeve is able to get the inchworm in for the 1-2-3. For people that don't know, the inchworm is similar to what Scotty Too Hotty did as the worm, except it finishes in a splash rather than just a double chop to the chest. So, but two world-class athletes there put on a fantastic match for everybody, and everybody went home happy. That's the card, folks. It was a rather exciting card overall. Not only did the Midget Wrestling Warrior wrestlers perform to the upteenth level here, so did the female wrestlers, so did the RCW guys that were involved as well. Fantastic job, top to bottom. Total match time for the card, including the intermission, was right around 2 hours and 15 minutes. So no fooling around, and everybody got out of there. It was a late start time of 8 o'clock, and we still finished at 10:15, which you don't hear that quite often at RCW these days. So, but with my grading system of matches, and yes, folks, if you guys want to know what the grading system is, feel free to email me. I will try to explain it. It's not that complicated, but it's complicated enough that I don't want to start putting it up because everybody's going to be saying, well, what about this, this, and this? But I'm giving this show a 4 out of 5 here, folks. There was no bad matches on this card whatsoever, which automatically upgrades it up from a 3. To get it to a 4, we're looking at a very solid match to somewhat of a Modi intermediate contender. And I'm going to tell you, the Electrical Damas 666 match was very close to being one of those. So I'm going to give it a 4 here. So, of course, my first star is going to be the aforementioned match here between Damas 666 and Electrical. I could go on about this for a long, long time, folks, but you guys will have to see the match. You can judge for yourself what it looks like there. Second star, I'm going to be giving it to the women's match here. Bambi Hall, of course, like we said, she does a fantastic job every time we see her. Very smooth, very steady, always puts on a good performance. But then you got Sloane, who's in her 5th match as a wrestler. And folks, like I said, you won't tell. You'll watch the card, you won't tell. It looks like almost her 50th match at this point. My third star is going to be going to the position that I'm near and dear to, and that's the refereeing. Liza, as a referee, did an absolute fantastic job. I know she's a relative newcomer to the wrestling business as well. Did a fantastic job. Had a couple spots during the night that felt a little weird, but the first one was during the Ricky Benjamin Rob the Giant match, where Rob the Giant was so powerful he managed to push off Benjamin into the arms of Liza, who had to get her arms loose, so she lifted herself up, and it ended up splashing Benjamin back onto Rob the Giant. Was one of those spots that kept repeating itself over and over, and a little bit of a shock there. But she handled herself very well at that spot. The second one was during the main event with Short Sleeve Samson. Now, I've known referees always have to check the competitors before starting. I never knew the competitors had to check the referee. Shame on you, Short Sleeve. Shame on you. Ugh. But then the third spot, I'm really proud for her for not getting into complete exhaustion. People have watched the jackknife cover reversal, back and forth. Sorry, best way to explain, sunset flip to a jackknife cover back and forth reversal repeatedly. I believe that the actual count, I do have to recheck the replay here, but I do believe it was 14 times in a row that these two guys had those pins. And Liza was on them for, I would say she didn't get worn out till about the 11th or 12th. And her arm did not look red. Her arm was fine. I'm like, wow, that takes some toughness there to keep that up. So my third star is going to go to Liza for an excellent job tonight. My fourth star is actually going to be going to the overall card when it comes to expecting the unexpected at this point. We're going to go right from the first match where it didn't turn out like it was at the Heatwave show, where these guys really got at each other a lot quicker than what I saw from the Heatwave show. Sorry, what I see for the Heatwave show, to the Bobby Slammer match, which I'm pretty sure everybody in the building expected a title change at this point. Usually the champion drops the belt on his way out, breaking kayfabe, of course, here, folks. But no, Bobby still has the belt. So I'm really wondering where this is going to go in Springbrook and in Calgary on the 16th and 23rd. If Bobby's going to survive with that belt. And then you go to the main event with Short Sleeve Samson and Prince Akeem, who brought out a very different type of match than what was at the last Edmonton show. And from what I heard, there was a lot of positive feedback from the crowd, which included a lot of other wrestlers. So, and of course, folks, speaking of the crowd, since nobody else is here, I'm allowed to throw bonus stars. my bonus star tonight, of course, is going to be the crowd. I don't have actual attendance numbers, and even if I did, I don't like releasing them on the air without the promoter's permission. I am going to say, just by my naked count, I'm looking at least 250 people in that crowd. I know pre-sales are pretty high compared to what we see for a lot of events in town. But this crowd absolutely packed the Kingsway Legion to the point where they were actually considering expanding the venue. There's some temporary roll shutters behind my broadcast position. They were possibly thinking of opening those up and allowing some more seating in there. So good on RCW, good on the Midget Wrestling Warriors, and good on that crowd, because they were loud, they were boisterous, they were interactive, and they were excited. And yeah, I'm going to go one more here, folks. It's a double star kind of night for a double star kind of card, because this one's a little special. I'm going to go to the overall production value here of the Midget Wrestling Warriors combined with RCW at this point. Extra lights were brought in to accentuate the ring rather than stock lights. The other thing I liked for this show is all the wrestlers came out following the performance, following the entire show, to get pictures taken with everybody who wanted one done, didn't charge a fee for it. They were interactive. They liked talking to the wrestler or talking to the fans. Very friendly on pretty much all accounts. And I think everybody in that crowd went home happy. And that is the key thing when you're talking about a wrestling event here, folks. So, but this has been about a half an hour here already. And talking by myself, that's usually a little longer than I like to go for these quick call shows. So I'm going to just wrap it up with a couple things here. Things coming up on the network this week. The big thing that will be coming up is the Edmonton SPN Presents YouTube broadcast of this RCW Presents Midget Wrestling Warriors Apocalypse show from the Kingsway Legion here in Edmonton. That's probably going to go up on Wednesday. You could check out the Real Canadian Wrestling Facebook page as well as the Edmonton SPN Facebook page at facebook.com/EdmontonSPN for more details on that. In terms of podcast programming, we got a couple shows that I hope to have together here by the end of the week. As I mentioned last week, we do have a Blown Call show coming up. And folks, I got a lot of interesting things coming up here. I still haven't given my thoughts about Final Deletion, which I'm still trying to delete out of my head, but that's a story amongst itself. And as well as a few other topics, including UFC 200, I'm sure I'm going to bring that up. But also in my Blown Call number 70, I am going to have the interview that I had just over a week ago with a former PWA superstar and currently training with Progress out in England. Amir Jordan was my guest for interviews, so we had a hell of a time, and I want to make sure you guys get a chance to listen to it. So, as well, coming up this week, we are going to have an episode of Wrestling Now with the legend. T. James Logan had a chance to sit down with HIW and PWA superstar Mike McSugar. I haven't had a chance to check out the audio yet, folks, but I got a feeling this might be a very interesting interview. But our next Quick Calls episode is going to be coming from the Springbrook Multiplex in Springbrook, Alberta, just outside of Red Deer, which is going to have the Real Canadian Wrestling Harsh Reality Show. featured on there will be I believe it's Short Sleeve Samson and Prince Akeem will be there, as well as the rematch. And folks, if you haven't seen the first one, get on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page and check it out. Michael Richard Blaze, Scott Justice, round two. Round one was absolutely unbelievable. Round two, my God, I really wonder what's going to happen next. It's a game of can you top this? These guys can. It is, I can almost guarantee this is good. This has the potential to be one of those Modi candidates once again. One last thing I have to plug, folks. And yeah, I got to start plugging this now because it's going to be active as of this Friday. Our Front Row Mafia shirts are finally available for sale online starting July 15th. Check out www.whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN. We have our Front Row Mafia shirts that will be available for sale. They come in 12 different colors. Folks, I've had it on high recommendation that the blue, the red, the white, the black, they look absolutely awesome. Check them out. Get and pick up a few of them while you're there. Not only can you pick up shirts from us, you can pick up shirts from other great podcasts in Alberta, such as the Satpod podcast, as well as the Federation podcast. They all have shirts on whatamaneuver.net. And you know what? You get a shirt from each of us. Saves you on shipping coming back. So rather than having to order three separate orders. But I think I've done enough shilling now as well. So I'm going to wrap this up here, folks. So just remember, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from Edmonton SPN World Headquarters covering the RCW Presents Midget Wrestling Warriors Apocalypse Show from the Kingsway Legion here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.